EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
Yeah. Time to take you deep into the word.
Deep into the world, I mean.
A word for the world.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. You know the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 12 that wherefore let him that thinketh standing take heed lest he fall. I keep on wondering why everything is going wrong. We try to make it right but it didn't work out, we try to break it but the wall is so strong. In front of us is blocking us and it's hard to move on. Why is it so hard to obey the word of God and make everything work out to his will, do it his way? Why is everyone going astray? And every day there's so much life left to save. This is where I'm going. Imagine a pastor preaching to people to quit their bad acting. At the end of the day you find them doing exactly. Though to some people it's been a good impact, but tell me what is it going on to his life? And that is why, if you are standing, you better stand firm, cause you can see the mighty ones of the world falling down. And at the end, if you wanna wear the crown, you better stand firm and don't mind what you see around now.
If you are standing, you better stand firm.
Everybody's losing balance and it takes the grace of God to help us keep our feet. All that guy will do anything to sleep with beautiful girls, not realizing that beauty is only skin deep. Love of money made us forget God, not realizing this world don't last forever. When the judgment will come, then you will wish that you would stand firm and stay with God, cause then it'll be late for lying to call Uncle Sam. There'll be no more give me one last chance, is why I'm imploring you. While you're thinking, save the last dance. If it's how you free to go up 10 years, all required of you is accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So go ahead, brother, tell this to your neighbor. Joy never sin and repent, you too can save one. So be the pillar of the mob, do not let him fall, and the reward is gonna be great if you can know them all. Hey!
The faith till it comes.
and hold somebody else's hand, and the reward will be great. Yeah, it goes out to the world. Thank you.
What's up, everybody? This is Mocha D, and thank you for chiming in. Tonight we're going to have a special show, another EOTM exclusive. We're going to be chopping it up with Teresa Polis, a.k.a. Lady T. Lady T is truly the business. I can't wait to get to chopping it up with her because I met her in Atlanta. A couple of years ago, we were doing the a little thing for celebrities, some celebrity moms. We were giving like a, you know, a tribute to the celebrity moms. The OTM was out there, red carpet style, full event. I'm sure a lot of you guys know about that. Those who don't, you can always go and check out some of the pictures and some of the information we have posted. It was wonderful, and I thank God I made it there because I met Teresa Polis, a.k.a. the comedian Lady P. We're also going to be chopping it up with her agent. We have him here today, and or rather tonight, depending on where you are. You know, daylight out here in California is beautiful day. It must have been about 90 degrees. I'm loving it. But anyway, we're going to have her agent here. His name is Harold Wilson, a.k.a. Suede, and he's going to be letting us know a few things about how they got together, and he's also doing a lot of things in his own, on his own. Other than that, he's got a company, Dream Productions Online, and he's doing quite a few things. The man is a mastermind, and he's just juggling all kind of stuff. So we're going to be talking to him and trying to, he's going to also be giving us some information on, you know, some advice and things like that, and we really appreciate it because, you know, EOTM is all about, you know, inspiring people and just trying to get everybody to understand that they, too, can do what Mr. Suede is doing. So, look at it. I'm here right now, and I'm looking at so many beautiful pictures. EOTM has so many wonderful things. When you guys, we take the commercial break, pull it up. You know, check out some things that EOTM is doing. We got it going on. What can I say? If you guys want your music or anything played, be sure to hit up DJ Play My Song at EOTM Radio. And let's listen to some new stuff out there, something different. Who got something different out there? I want to hear a little something different. That's just how I do it. And I'm going to check and see if Mr. Man, if he's called in and want to get it started. Show is only an hour tonight, and I really want to get right on it. So, Mr. Wilson, have you chimed in?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Mr. Wilson is truly on the line. Listen, it is an honor to speak with you, sir, because you know what? I got a lot of love for Teresa, Lady T, and it is an honor to talk to someone that's helping her carry that. But you know what? Before we go into her, I want to know some more about what you're doing, you know? And it's unfortunate, everybody, because he has some music that he attempted several times to get to us. And, you know, sometimes you just have those flaws in the system, and we truly apologize because we are not known for having flaws in the system. But
right.
And that takes nothing away from EOTM. Actually, I had had some things going on, and I didn't – honestly, I'm going to take this. I didn't get the information to him quick enough. You know what I mean? So, hey, please forgive me, sir. Mocha D is truly bowing down right now. You can't see it, you know, but I'm bowing down. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing okay. I'm glad to be on the show, and God bless, and I'm here.
That's right. Yes, you are. And you, a.k.a., am I saying that correctly, Suede?
Yes, I'm also the artist Suede. A lot of people didn't know that, you know, I had my own company, but I was told by a lot of people like Linnell and Michael Coyer, who are also great comedians, that, you know, I need to combine the two and let people know who I am instead of them just knowing me as the artist. And not the CEO, just Harold Wilson. So I'm letting everybody know who it is.
This is he. Let's wait. Let me. I want to ask you one real quick thing. S-W-A-D-E. Spell that for me.
It's spelled S-W-A-Y-D-E.
S-W-A-Y-D-E. And tell me about
right.
that. How you came up with that spelling. Tell me about that.
Oh, man, that came up from one of my fans that I met at one of my concerts, and they was like, how do you spell it? And then come to find out, she went to my church, and it stood for sexy, wild, intelligent, young, diligent, entertaining. So that's what it stood for.
Say it one more time. I like that.
Sexy, wild, intelligent, young, diligent, entertaining.
Sexy, wild, and young, diligent, entertainment. I like
right.
that. Okay, so you live up to each one of those things, I'm sure.
I try to. You know, when I'm performing, I try to. It's kind of hard, you know, when you're on stage performing. It's been a long road getting to where I am, and, you know, instead of sitting back waiting on record companies to sign me, I had to go out and learn how to do the biz on my own and do it on my own. So I just want to let everybody know that you don't have to wait around and sit and wait on that major big record deal, because, you know, a lot of major records, labels, they're not signing anyone right now. You know, it's all about being independent now. And if you're independent, you can get that production distribution deal, which everyone is looking for. So I went on and did it on my own, and it took off, and I was blessed, and it blew up out of proportion. And I'm on a 30-city tour. I was blessed to have Lady T to be on the show, Linnell, Michael Blackston, Tyler Craig, R&B sensation Jay Shin, you know, and a couple other groups that's on the show. So I've been doing pretty well.
That's pretty good. Now, what about Cali? You out here in Cali? You coming out here in Cali?
Yeah, we come out to the Cali. I was going to San Diego because I really didn't know too many venues in L.A., but it was kind of weird. Like, I got my music on Django.com, CD Baby, iTunes. It's everywhere. Walmart, it's everywhere. And most of my listeners of my album, 25-26%, is California. So I got to get out of Cali.
Well, you know what? A lot of people... they're probably not aware, like you said, of what you really do, the man behind it all, the jack
right.
of all trades. You're like a little African man running, trying to get all the money around here.
Yeah, that's what I'm going
What I'm going to ask you to do, because I'm going to take a quick commercial break, because I have a few people that's chatting me up, and I got a lot of people don't even know about you, man. And, I mean, not taking
okay.
nothing away from you, because I hadn't heard about you. I don't know everything. But I tell you what, I'm glad that I know now, and they want to know some stuff. So I'm steady reading and I'm talking. What I want you to know is, now you're doing R&B?
I do pop R&B. I do both.
Let me put you on the spot, man. I got 3 minutes for a commercial. You better give me some, because I did not pull up your music, and I should be giving you some. But give me some. Come on with it, man. You can do it right now, right here, right now, EOTL. I told them it was an exclusive right off the top. Give me some love.
Let me go deep and right. Gonna make it right. Let me go deep and right. Tonight.
Exclusive.
I said I wanted some. You gave me some. And on that note, let me go deep. I ain't going to even ask you what that song all about. You know what I mean? But it might be a twist in it. It might be a twist in it. Tell me what you're talking about. We're going deep. Where you going?
See, there you go. You put me on the spot. It's about being in love with a woman, and my love went deeper for her, and she took me deep, and I wrote it.
Okay, so a deep love. You see what I mean? People with them little dirty minds, y'all knock it off.
You
know what I mean? A deep love. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's a beautiful thing. Well, let me tell you something. I'm going to take two, maybe not even two, but we're going to take a short commercial break, and we're going to get back with Suede. And, y'all, you know,
yes,
he got
ma'am.
That hat. Y'all leave it alone. Be back in a minute.
Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing. So with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, Contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573 or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Tired of the same old television shows? Want to see some programming that will jolt your senses? Introducing America's newest network, Punch Television. Coming to DirecTV, Channel 341, July 1st. Punch Television Network. Finally, a network that hears us.
Punch TV.
Are you thirsty yet?
Oh, I tell you something. EOTM is doing a thing. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. Another smooth latte moment with Mocha D. I'm here talking to the one and only Mr. Suede. I'm just going to call you Mr. Suede. I like that. You know. So let me ask you a question. You said that basically you had to go out there and get it on your own, and I love that, and we appreciate that. You know, tell me basically how much of a time span are we talking?
I've been doing music since 1997, maybe a little early. I started out with my father, so it took me about maybe 3 years to get it going right.
3 years. That's not bad at all. That's not bad at all. 3 years now. Are you a married man?
No, I'm not married.
Single man. See, what's so funny? I know a man that finds a wife found a good thing, but there's some single men out here that's enjoying life. But you know you got a job to do. You know you got.
Yeah, it's hard to find a wife when you're in the limelight all the time, and you know you don't know who really loves you, if they really want you for you, or just for your money or your house. It's kind of hard. It's kind of hard when you really get on that level. If you're not on that level, it's easy because you kind of like get the truth out of people. It's like you know what they want, you know. You know what they have and their intentions are. But when you're on a certain level, when you're making money, it's a whole new different vibe.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I'm so rich, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Now give me some of your money there, mother.
Okay, yeah, let me tell the truth then, God darn it. You forced me to tell the truth. No, you know what? I guess that's why a lot of people marry on into the industry or get involved in the industry, because they truly do understand each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they do that because that's why you find a lot of entertainers marry entertainers or actors marry actors, because it's like, well, you know, if I was to marry Gabrielle Union, it's like, you know, Gabrielle Union got $20 million, so my little $3-8 million don't mean nothing to her $20 million. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, exactly. So this is why it's so important to understand all this stuff, going back to the dirt anyway. Like you said, to find true love, that's what it's all about. That's
right.
What it's all about. Speaking of true. Tell me how you got hooked up with Lady T.
Oh, well, I got hooked up with Lady T through another comedian named George W., who's the host of my tour. And I was looking for another good comedian, so that's how I got hooked up with Lady T. And Lady T, she hangs out and connects with Linnell and all that, so that's how Lady T came in about. And she's a fabulous comedian. I don't think she's really getting the props that she deserves. But she's like one of the most upcoming and one of the great comedians. And you're going to see a lot more of her with my company.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm glad to have her aboard.
Okay, yeah. You know what? She was telling me that she's on her way to Arizona. Is that right, Arizona?
That's right. She's on the way to Mesa, Arizona, June 25th for the show at the Mesa Arts Center. It's going to be a hot show. Linnell, Michael Blackston, Tyler Craig, Jay Shan, we got an opening group from Detroit called Raw Voices. You got Sway going to be in the house. It's going to be nice.
This sounds like it. I'm going to try to make it down there if I can dodge them fires, man. You know, some fires going on in Arizona right now.
y'all have more fires down there than we do. Actually, this is like our first fire. So, you know, I'm really tripping because we haven't seen it yet where I am. I think it's kind of like 5 hours from us, like the Flagstaff. So hopefully it don't make it this way.
Seriously, I mean, the last I checked, Arizona's gone. No, I'm just kidding. No, God forgive me, but it's blazing. It's blazing, but I think it's a lot of cowboys in Arizona. I think they can handle it. Too many tumbleweeds.
Yeah,
tumbleweeds out the way. They can put some of them fires out. I'm just
right.
being silly, man. Hey, what I'm going to do real quick, huh? Say it again.
I said, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to check. I'm going to do a mic check, just a roll call, and see. Is Teresa in the building? Is Lady T in the building?
No, she isn't.
Okay, Lady T is not in the building. Man, you know what? When you're a comedian, you can do that. This ain't funny, Teresa.
I call in when I want to call in. No.
But it's all good. We just, oh, yeah, but we're going, you know.
I know she had a show. She had a show that she was doing, so she must be still
there. Yeah. Exactly. Remember? She told me. You know what? She's doing some things. Is this the breast cancer thing she's doing right now?
Right. She's doing a breast cancer thing right down there in Miami. So, you know, that's real big down there.
Oh, I'm sure, man. And it's big out here, too. It's big out here. Let me tell you a little bit, my people out there. She's a member of several organizations, and she's doing this event right now. It's the Healing Through Laughter. And it's a program for breast cancer, the Healing Through Laughter. What a wonderful thing to do. And you know what? From what I understand, she's doing all that on a volunteer basis, man. You got to love her. So, I mean, she's certainly worthy of the dollars. But she's doing that out of the love of her heart. You know what I mean? So many different organizations she's part of, in case she don't make it on my show. Let me just name a couple of things that this woman is doing. She also is the ladies group for seniors, and she's in the child assault program. And my girl is an Eastern Star. You know?
Oh,
she's
wow.
an Eastern Star. Oh, yeah. So you didn't know that one, huh?
No, I didn't know that.
You quit getting smart with her now, huh? No, I'm just playing.
Yeah, but she's whipped something up on me, you know.
It would be nicer, huh?
Yeah, I'd be a little nicer now.
Yeah, she's an Eastern Star. She know about that type of stuff. I really wanted to talk to her about it because it's a couple of questions I have. You know what I mean? I mean, ignorance is bliss, you know? There are quite a few things, and I'm really proud of her. Now, that event that I met her in Atlanta, she was on stage. She was opening the show, her and Trey Love and Grandma Grip. Well, actually, Grandma Grip wasn't there. Willie Simpson came, and he's got a dual personality. So she opened up, man. I'm telling you, I wish we had a few of the little, you know, few of the little episodes right now to air for you guys. It was the funniest play. It was the funniest thing I ever heard. I tell you, she had stitches. If you guys can get out here to Arizona, that's where she's going to be popping up next. I believe that is her next assignment, right?
Yep. June 25th at the Mesa Arts Center in Mesa, Arizona. That's the next show that's coming up. That's actually not this week, but next week, and it's popping off. It's doing real well.
This woman will be out here. If you guys can get out here because she's doing it. And I'm telling you, I'm going to try to make it out there because this is stuff that I really want to see her, and I want to talk to her about some television stuff that I got on the plate, you know. And I know she's doing some movies. She's been in a lot of different movies, so hopefully she'll call in and get to tell you guys some of the movies and stuff that she's been in.
She's doing some movies, so she got some more coming up, too. So that's good.
Tell me about it. Maybe you can cover that for her right quick.
Well, she got a couple movies she coming out. She just actually got through finishing up a video in Miami with Rick Ross and Lil Wayne. She was in that video.
That
last month. Yeah, I think she just did that last month. George W. is also in it and stuff like that. And so she got a couple more things that she got coming up. I don't want to let the cover off yet because she wanted to be a surprise. And, you know, she even got me a cameo in a couple of the movies that's coming up. So it's going to be off the chain. Acting is something I always wanted to do, so. You know, I'm silly anyway, so that's like nature.
Yeah. Now, I know she also performed with Tom Joyner. I know you're I'm sure you're aware of that, and the Fantastic Voyage Cruise. So that, I'm sure, was out of sight. I'm just trying to get to talk to the woman so I can find out how she do stand-up comedy and do the acting, and she works hard. The woman got a job. Y'all be surprised what she do. You know,
man, she fly everywhere. She's always on the plane doing something. She's like nonstop. I thought I was busy, but she nonstop.
That, yeah, she's really has done some things, man. And just now, I'm going to have you to share with her the kind of other than that, because you do quite a few things, too. He named just a couple. He's her agent. He's also doing music and everything. Now, do you want to share them your 401? Kate, what
yeah.
you do for that part?
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, I do music. CEO of my own company called Dreams Productions, Hubwide Management. The website is dreamsproductiononline.net. You can check it out there. I got my music on Django.com, CDBaby.com. You can just go to Google and just put Swayde, S-W-A-Y-D-E, in there. Or my last name is Wilson, Swayde Wilson, and it'll pull up everything on me. Also done a cameo and in a movie with Jamie Foxx. It was the movie called The Kingdom in 2006. That was filmed here in Arizona. I was in that. So I got a lot of things I'm doing, man. You know, I just put it out there. And at first, I didn't really want people to know that Swayde and Harold Wilson was the same person. But, you know, it gets to a point where it's like, you know, they want to see who the CEO is and all that. So I worked hard to build it. So let everybody know who you is and, you know, just do
That's
your
right.
thing.
That's right. Toot your horn, man. Tell me about Jamie, if you can just give me a little bit about Jamie. You know, I had a crush on Jamie for a while, but, you know, it's gone now.
a lot of people don't know, Jamie Foxx is like a real cool person. I mean, he's real down to earth in person, a lot more than people think. Actually, he didn't want to help me get into that movie. I was working for this company called Lee Nature's Water Company, and it was in Phoenix, Arizona. And they use that part in the movie as the FBI headquarters. So what I was doing then, I'm also a stationary engineer. I got a master's and a bachelor's degree in engineering. So
okay,
I was
that's
working
the cool
at,
one I was talking about. Come on.
Yeah. So I was working at this water plant. And actually, it was on the weekend, and they were moving the trailers in and things like that, the movie trailers. And I wasn't supposed to be playing video games, but I'm playing video games. You know, see, I don't work there no more, so they could fire me. And so Jamie Foxx came in there. He said, hey, can I have some water? I said, yeah, man, the water back in the refrigerator. I waved him off because he was behind me. So he walked over to the table and said, you gonna make me get my own water? So when I looked at him, I was like, Jamie. He's like, yeah, man. He sat down. Now, let me tell you how cool this brother is. This brother sat down and played 5 minutes, which is like on the – PlayStation 2, NBA Live 2006. He played 5 minutes the game with me. And then when he got through, he left. And I told him, I said, you know, help a brother out, Jamie. You know, can I get in a video? Can I get in a movie or something? He said, give me your name. I'll talk to the people. The next day I came to work. They came to work and told me that I was off for the next month and a half. I thought I got fired.
You
I ain't got PTO like that. I ain't got no PTO time
up.
Like that. They paid me $75. They paid me $75 a day to be an extra in that movie. And if you watch the movie, and if you watch the movie and watch the credits at the end of the movie, all the way towards the end, you'll see extra Harold Wilson on there, and then you'll see Lee Nature's water plant. And then they got like at the end of the movie where when they got through doing what they were doing, they were talking in the office. Jamie Foxx walked down the hallway. You'll see the Lee Nature's water machine right there. So that's how I got to the movie.
That is it, hon. What a cool guy. That is
he's
pretty
cool,
man.
Yeah.
You know what
cool.
I'm saying?
I didn't think he was going to help me.
That's what it's all about.
But he did.
Say it again.
I didn't think he was going to help me like that, but he did. And I think, you know, when I get a chance to meet him again one day, he probably don't. He'll remember when I tell him a story. You know, I'm just going to give a man a hug because I wouldn't be at this level or get where I've been without him.
All your things go to Jamie, huh?
Yep.
No, I'm just kidding. I know all of them don't. I'm just messing with you.
That's how I got
started.
That's what's
up. So tell me, and I know, you know, you're doing, you know, you're the agent and stuff like that, and you're naming a lot of things that you're doing for you. Tell me what you're doing for the other people. Tell me what you're doing for the little man.
Well, this is what I do. I go to each city I go to, I pick a local act. So if you're a local artist out there that's trying to get on a major tour, knowing that you shouldn't even be on a major tour like that because most people don't even let you on tours like that unless you pay them. So if you're looking to get on a major tour to be an opening act, all you got to do is go to dreamsproductiononline.net and go to contacts, and you'll see CEO Harold Wilson. Just send me an email. I'll hook you up. I got a local guy that's right now that's from Kansas City, Missouri. who lives in Arizona. His name is Anthony Lope, and he's an upcoming comedian. I'm giving him the chance to open up on this tour. So I help people out everywhere I go because I know how it is to be able to do something and can't do it.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
Yeah. A lot of things I want to do. Once I get to a certain level, you know, I want to do stuff where I want to go back to Detroit, Michigan, where I'm from, and, you know, or any state, you know, and help out, like, for coats for kids, you know, buy 1,000 coats, 1,000 pair of shoes, help kids who can't, and families who can't do that, you know, help someone out who can't pay their mortgage or don't have a car or a woman's husband or left her, she got 3 kids. Let me come in there and pay your house off and buy your car and put some money in your account. That's my way of getting back.
Well, I'm so glad I got your contact information. You don't knock it off.
Now, look, I ain't paying your rent. You got money.
I done blew it getting on the show. I'm rich. No, but, man, that's what's happening. You don't hear it put down like that. I really appreciate that. Did you guys hear what the man said? He said that he's looking for a single woman. I'm going to tell you something. When you come out here to California, forgive me, L.A. people, I love L.A. Well, sorry, I love all that stuff. Snoop, all y'all, I love y'all. Don't go to L.A. taking your money down there. To L.A., they get so much help. Y'all, forgive me, audience, if I'm wrong. God, forgive me if I'm wrong. Man, come to San Bernardino, California, please. I went to San Bernardino, I'm telling you. They need some love, man. They need some love. Go to San Bernardino. Go hit that area up because they need some love. Everybody want to come to Cali and head to L.A. and help everybody in L.A., and that's beautiful. I love L.A. If you want to sprinkle some over there, a little, you know, female dust, do that. But,
yeah, so you're going to help me out then. So that means that you're going to help me. So I'm putting you in charge now. You're going to help me find the perfect woman that I need.
You know what? I can do that, and I know her. I'll give you her number after the show, okay? Because I do know the perfect woman that would truly appreciate it, man, and she loved the Lord. The woman needs some help, okay? She done burnt me out trying to help her.
Wow.
Yeah. Real talk. What I'm going to do, you guys, I'm going to let him shoot out that website one more time, the Dream Production thing, and we're going to go to commercial break after you do that, and we're going to do a mic check and see if we got Lady T in the building. Hit it for him one more time, Dream Production.
Yeah, it's www.dreamsproductiononline.net.
And y'all know what to do. Go find that little name and send him a little email and let him know, I'm hungry, baby, need a new pair of shoes. We're going to go to commercial break. I'll be right back.
This woman is crazy.
Thank you.
That's what I'm talking about. Happy feelings all over the world, man. I just had to hear that, y'all. I just had to hear that, y'all. You know what? It does something to my spirit. Frankie Beverly, and I love Frankie Beverly. Man, what you think about that? I know you're R&B, man. Did you feel that?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. Those are one of the foundations to any artist that's out here now, Frankie Beverly and Mace. So you got to show respect to them.
You got to show some respect to Frankie Beverly and Maze. Man, I play that all the goddamn time. It's ridiculous. My kids think I'm crazy, man. I know they want to crack that CD, but I crack that little head. Look, I got somebody on the show, man, that just want to show you some love. Actually, she's part of EOTM. I got Sweet Sassy T on the line. Girl, if you don't knock it off and say what's up to Sway that's in the building.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing? How you doing?
I just wanted to tell you, first of all, you have a gorgeous voice. And,
oh, thank you.
You know, you need to take that far as you can. It's your time to shine. Just want to give you props. And as far as Jerry Foxx, because I've been listening to the show, he seems like a cool person. So thanks for representing that. Now, instead of me wondering, now I know. So I just wanted to give you props on, you know, everything you've been doing.
Thank you for calling in, and he is a great person. You know, you got a sexy voice too, so yeah, now we even.
Whoa!
But thank you. Look, I try. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, Sway, don't try to disappear, Sweet Sassy T. Look, she has got that name righteously, Sweet Sassy T. Now that's kind of like a sweet and sour, bittersweet. Salt and pepper, I don't know. But she lived up to that name, Sweet Sassy, because she'd be sweet. Man, that girl would do a 160. And now you got Sassy on your hands, and you got to watch out for real, for real. You know?
You got since you're on the phone, Miss Sassy, don't forget to, you know, join my Facebook. I don't know if you got a Facebook page, but my Facebook page is Sway Wilson. So, or you can do Suede Artist. That's what everybody signed me up as. So Suede Artist, and just join my Facebook page. Anybody out there, hit me up on Facebook.
Okay, no doubt. And as you say, Mocha D, yeah, the little sass to come out, but at the same time, the people who could deal with me, you got to have a sense of humor.
You know what to say? She got a mouth on her, don't she? You know what to say. You know what?
Hey, what can I say?
Yes,
nothing else. Get off the show. No, I'm just saying. No, that's my girl.
Wrong with that.
No, you know what? No, a lot of people don't know Sway because you done told out the secret of you got a dual personality. I'm talking about a split. Now, that's a little different.
Right.
Maybe you do. I don't know. But we understand your dual personality, so we appreciate you sharing that. So I'm going to share a little bit with you to see why I talk so crazy sometimes. Sweet Sassy. See, that just happened to be my niece. A lot of people don't know that. We said it's an exclusive show. That is my niece, so I can get away with telling a couple of little crazy things. But, you know, at the same time, I got to respect the fact that Sweet Sassy T is also my business partner, and she's also grown. You know, a lot of people don't know how to separate that, but we do a well-oiled job around here. I give her props. The girl is doing it and doing it well. She's also into some acting. Look, I'm interviewing her now. I don't care. You know, so. She's also an actress, man, and you're going to be seeing her doing some big things because, you know, Carla B is dealing.
Please don't make this about me. I want to keep hearing his
sexy
voice.
Why not? Everybody gets, but I got a couple of minutes left. It's your turn to shine. Lady T is doing something. We got Sweet Sassy T. It's going to be a T on the round. It's going to be somebody's T up in here.
It's going to be somebody.
So, you know, I'm just saying, you guys look for her, too, because she's doing some things out there. You know, everybody, the pie is huge.
Mocha D, sorry, this is your producer cutting in. Some of our listeners are wanting Sway to spell his Facebook page.
My Facebook page is SWAYDE Artist, which is ARTIST.
All right, thank you. We'll put that within the our chat room. We'll have that up. Thanks.
And right. I gotta shut up and let her in the dough, honey, because I need my money. And when you speak, I listen, okay? No, but you know what, Swade? It is an absolute honor. You know, I'm going to have to get Lady T back on the show, of course, because she done stood me up. This done cost me $650, but I love her, and she's the lady anyway. You know what I mean? I got to have the money in the, and I don't want it in the mailbox. I need it in my account. I'm gonna be spitting out my account number. So if anybody else want to donate to the cause, I'm just playing. I'm just talking crazy, man. Anyway, listen. What I want to know is, I'm hoping this lady is all right. What I want to know is, have you spoken with Lady T this evening?
See, I spoke with her earlier today, and she was letting me know that she was busy because she was doing, you know, the breast cancer thing down there with the foundation thing. Mm-hmm. So, and that was she reminded me to be ready, you know, to put a radio interview now, and she ain't ready. See, I'm going to tell her she need to get on her game.
That's right. You better calm down. Don't forget you're talking to an Eastern Star, man. I'm going to remind you about that one more time. I'll have a knock on that door in a minute.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, no, she's good. Hey, Sweet Sassy too was also in Atlanta with us when she was doing her thing. We can't tell you what she did. Being in Atlanta.
Lady T probably think I'm crazy. She is so funny to me.
But we had a good time with the two Lady T's in the building. That was amazing.
we had so much fun.
Yeah, we had Lil Wayne's mom there, and T's mom, and who else was there? Sweet Sassy T.
Neil's mom.
Oh yeah. Neil's mom. Man, it was amazing.
Wow.
It was amazing.
Next time y'all have something like that, y'all need to invite me. Next time y'all got something like that, let me know.
Well, you know what? You on the list now. We got you. You're not going nowhere.
Okay.
We got you. You know. Seriously.
Sure.
You know, no, we're doing all kind of events. I believe we're going to be doing something in Florida in August. You know, all I do, they pay for my ticket and I'm gone. It don't matter where I go. They pay for the ticket and I'm gone. But I believe we're going to be going. We'll be in Chicago in August. And I believe, Sweet Sassy T, when are we going to Florida? Is it September?
You know what? It kept changing, so I got to speak with Carla B about that. I don't want to send out no false information, you know.
Okay. Well, that's good. You know, I have mouth will lie. No, I'm just playing. Listen. Listen. Hey, Lady Sweet Sassy, listen. I know you heard earlier on the show that he's going to be in Arizona. And Sweet Sassy T is out here in California with me right now. So Arizona.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Listen, we're definitely going to make it, providing that fire simmer down. We're definitely going to make it because I'm not trying to get lung cancer just to see that comedian on stage. I love her and everything.
Definitely got to come. You get on that stage, you're going to see me put on a show, and you just let me know when y'all coming so I can have y'all ready with y'all backstage pass and everything. It's definitely going to be a show. Definitely.
Oh yeah, definitely. I'm gonna bring my daughter, bring my son-in-law, and we're gonna have a ball. Okay, because what it takes us 3 hours to get to Arizona, 4 hours or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, about 3.5.
Okay, I'm gonna do
a mic
check.
Oh, that's not bad.
No.
I'm gonna do a mic check and see if Lady T, have you made it? Is Lady T in the building?
No, your mic checks is something new to me, so I'm a little bit confused, but no, Lady T is not in the building.
Wow.
Now, she sounds real thirsty for Lady T.
Well, you know what? Let me tell you something. She was our featured guest. Understand that. Now,
I know that.
See, this is that sassy coming out, Harold. This is what I'm telling you about. For those who just chiming in, we're speaking to the one and only Swade. He is the agent of the comedian Lady T, and he already shared with us a few things of what he's doing and what he's doing every goddamn thing. But Lady T Lady Q was our feature, you know, one for the evening. But hey, it's been real chopping it up with you. This man, you doing a little bit of everything. You know what I mean?
Hey, you know, you got to. You got to when you ain't got nobody you helping you, and nobody, you know, want to get down with you, nobody want to invest, nobody want to give up no money. But when you make it, it's like, here come everybody, you know. So I have
okay,
to do it.
Everybody got their hand out.
Right.
That's
everybody got their hand out. When I was coming here tomorrow, I need a business license. I need this. I need that. Oh, man, if you got with me Friday, I had you Friday. I had you, you know. You know, but I talked to you Thursday, so you didn't have it Friday, you know. So it's, you know. Hey, I had to work three jobs. Nobody know, but I had to work three jobs to get to where I am. Three jobs.
But you did it, though.
Yeah, I worked 22 hours a day, and I went to sleep on these jobs just to make it.
I'm surprised you didn't get fired. I did 16 years at the post office sleep. I'm not even kidding. I'm
clearing up other people's mail.
You know, they sweet 17. She know about it. She know how to talk so many checks. Oh, can I say
yeah.
that?
You know, she can get up to she be nine opening up other people's checks.
Look, Harold, I done brought checks home. I'm just like, what am I doing with this? I was thinking stuff in my pocket. Didn't mean to. I'm like, y'all check the cameras. I was asleep. Can I get away with it? Because I was asleep. You know, put that neck to bleeding insanity. She was asleep.
I really don't even know how you last that long, Mocha D. That's a job. She be late for three hours, not 30 minutes late, she be three hours late coming in.
Wait a minute, wait, calm down, sweet sassy T. I'm gonna be working and doing some stuff with Harold eventually. I don't need you to mess me up. You gotta keep in mind, Harold, that's long time ago. Yeah.
Now I wanna hear about you down there on the street now. Oh, down there up on that street now.
Wow, we got like 9 minutes left for the show, and we got to make a little change. Don't get mad at me, people. This is just how we do it. I'm gonna try to get one of my songs up in there for you guys, but we got to make some money. We're going to take like a 2-minute commercial break. Harold, when we come back, I need you to spit out all that information again because there's people that are just chatting in. I'm looking at my chat line, and it's ridiculous.
Okay.
They love you, man. And they asking for
I love them, too.
Hold up on the break. Check it out. Hold up on the break. Harold, spot time. Give me a little bit, Harold. Give me some more. I need some more.
There you go.
I'm greedy.
Let me go deep and right. We're going to make it right. Let me go deep and right tonight.
There you go.
Oh, my God. Look at my face on the stage. I think he just gave you some sweet sassy tea. Let me go to commercial break. Marinate on that, y'all.
The radio show in association with Angels Clubhouse bring you the West Coast Show Off going down July the 30th, 2011 at the Los Angeles Convention Center. Come enjoy new future stars of tomorrow as they show off their skills on stage. For ticket or performance information, visit our website at www.theradioshow.com or call 323-331-8573, 323-331-8573.
Me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your ship bare. See, I'll leave with every piece of you.
In 2006, two unlikely friends became the heroes of Radiator Springs. But on their next big road trip, they're not only racing across the world.
Wish me luck.
You go get it, buddy.
Welcome to the inaugural running of the World Grand Prix.
They're racing to save the world.
No one can stop us.
Finn MacMissile, British Intelligence.
So mighty, average intelligence.
Welcome to Tokyo International Airport.
Listen, this isn't Radiator Springs.
These Americans are clearly master spies.
Oh, you've got to be joking.
Go, McQueen!
10-4, Mater. I'm on approach.
Roger that.
There he is.
He's down the way.
Hang on.
Cars 2.
Sorry, ladies.
Deep compassion for the elderly. I'm actually a director. I work with, other than this radio, I work with Alzheimer's and dementia people. I go to their homes and I go to different resident rehab centers, and I not only do a lot of volunteer work, but I get paid for it. So this particular person, I've been knowing her for 8 years, and she just passed. So I just want to give this last second, and I hope you guys can appreciate that love. I'm going to give this last minute. I have 1 minute left to the show, and we're going to dedicate it to her because she's just left this place to go on to a better place. You guys, keep loving your heart and keep smiling. Mocha D is leaving the building. I'm out.
EOTM Radio, entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.